Blog Talk Radio.
The Juice Radio Show with Jay Boogie, Thickums, Willie Will, Double M, Get It Indie, and Ramal, the hometown heat.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, it's your girl, Billy Andy, in the world, and you already know who it is. Currently, we have some of our beautiful guests in the building. And Ramal just entered into the building, as you already know. But currently, we're just going to play a little music, try to, you know, set the tone before we begin the show. So, how's your day, Ramal?
Good, how's it
doing?
Doing okay? Good to see you too.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get the cabin. Go pop a phone, plan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it, throw a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent the beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. For dinner, Julio served that salmon. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
And I'm gonna give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mama. I'll never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Sharpest breeze in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you? Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Thanks for the fire.
Here I am, baby.
trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan. God's plan. I hold back sometimes I won't. I feel good sometimes I don't. Like, I finesse down Western Road. Like, might go down to GOD. I go hard on Southside G. I make sure that Northside E. Still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, she say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan. God's plan. I can't do this on my own. Hey, no. Someone watching it close. Yep, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road. Hey, road. Hey. Might go down as G-O-D. Yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G. Hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
Go get in the building. You already know what it is. We have my boy Ramal in the building. What is doodle?
What's good? How's everything?
It's okay. Not too shabby. You know,
yeah.
Trying to get some things done. Trying to graduate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, how was the spring break?
Spring break was a little rough.
Spring break was rough?
Very rough.
How so?
I mean, we went to go shopping for my prom, Grandpa Flan, by the way. And there was a whole bunch of $1,000 dresses, $900. It was like, couldn't even find
nothing.
They don't have like prom dresses in New Orleans, so it was like really hard to look. You would really think they would. They got like one place, and then their bridal store is like...
Oh, yeah. You had to go to bridal stores.
I had to order mine online. I still got my prom dress. It was so bomb.
You do? Really?
I think I'm going to sell it though. Mm-hmm. Like, I wearing
you may go to an event that, like, requires you to dress up.
But
so.
A prom dress up, it's kind of like,
you can only wear a prom dress just once, right? You can't wear it for any other occasion.
It depends on what kind of prom dress you get. Like,
mine was just, it had lace and, like, of course, the back stuff. But it had lace, red lace, and it was red, fitted. But I probably wouldn't wear that.
Yeah,
you know,
to the gala or anything like that. Yeah, I feel you.
Once I wear one,
to a red carpet event, next thing you know.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I should have kept my dress.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. So, we wanted to introduce to the world a new radio personality here on The Juice. Her name is TK. We just found that out today that her name is TK. So. she is a student. She was. Are you still a student at TCC?
No.
Not anymore. Okay. But it's all good. So TCC is where she's from. And, like, what's your focus like? What is it that you really drive and love to do?
I love to paint.
Love to paint.
Maybe a few months ago, I was into fashion designing. Mm-hmm. So, and even when I was younger, I was into fashion designing. So, mm-hmm. I think I'm kind of slowly but surely making my way back into that.
Yeah.
But for sure, painting. I want to have my own art studio, gallery, lounge, kicking spot.
Yeah, I like that.
Trying to get there, you know.
Yeah, I like that. And so, we also have our girl Get It Indie here. Man, she is... I have a man tear right now. It's like she's getting a prom dress and she's getting stuff for her graduation and everything.
It's this Saturday.
Your graduation? Oh, no. Prom is this Saturday. Prom is this Saturday. And when is graduation?
Graduation is May 14th. Hallelujah.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming up soon, man. Yeah. And so, like, the day after graduation, what do you have planned? Like, are you... going to work or you
hopefully
going to your...
I can work. That's the plan.
Where are you trying to... Have you filled out any applications anywhere?
I'm planning on filling applications after prom.
Oh, after prom.
She like...
Yeah. Not trying to work on the night of prom. Yeah.
After prom.
That's cool, and she's going to Jackson State. Like, and that's did you go on the HBCU tour?
No, I went up there to take my placement test, and I did good with everything except the math part. I missed by 5 points, she was like, "Well, you can take our summer program." Like, I'm not about to pay room and board and all this stuff to go to their school. So I was like, I'm going to just take my placement test again, and then I'm taking my ACT so I can make sure I get in.
Yeah. So the challenge, so the placement test is where you, I mean, it says where you, if you're accepted, I mean, you're accepted.
No, it's like
accepted,
where you're at inside your schoolwork and stuff like that. So everything else was bomb except for my math. She was just like, "Well, you can just go through the math. That's it."
Yeah.
Like, girl, only 5 points off. No,
well, right. I'm going to just come back and I'm going to check B instead of C this time. So,
right.
I'm going to get it right next time. So that's good. That's cool, man. So we have a young lady here who has been doing such great work. And she has a lot of respect of a lot of people in the community. And so let's welcome Miss Sophia. Everybody, let's give a hand for Miss Sophia.
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Sorry for the pause. You said young lady. Like...
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, all your passions, and everything in your life.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all for having me here. I'm really excited to be here and be amongst your presence. If nothing else, that's amazing. I am not from Tulsa. I originally grew up in Florida. Went to high school out there.
Okay.
Lived in Tulsa now for about, 8 years.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever move here, and now I'm here. I think for good.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. I love this community. I love the people even more than the community. Work for Capital Homes, which is a company here based out of Tulsa. We sell houses all through the Tulsa Metro, about 150 a year. And really proud to say that I oversee all of our Tulsa neighborhoods, which includes right here in Tulsa at Open Circle. So our mission really is to help educate the community about home ownership and the value of that, and help people to achieve that goal they might have of living in their very own home.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So tell me a little bit about, you know, because where is located? Like, where Ogden Circle is located? Because it's right near, well, as I know, Morning Star, the apartments out there. And so I think it's a good thing that it's actually located out there. But tell us why y'all chose that area.
Yeah, so it is right over there. It's on Virgin Street and a new street called East Kenosha, or, sorry, North Kenosha Court, just kind of catty corner to Lacey Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose that location for quite a few reasons. We're in partnership with the Tulsa Development Authority, which helps oversee economic development for the whole community of Tulsa at large. And so they had this plot of land, and it had a whole story with it. They had tried to develop it about 10 years ago, and it never really took off. And we wanted to come back to North Tulsa. We built out in Gilcrease Hill 10 years ago, and that land gave us that opportunity to come back. So happy to be part of the community.
Yeah, that's good, man. And, and sometimes I look at it as Gilcrease's own lane, because there's a lot of wealthy people that are up there, you know, like the black community, a lot of, you know, wealthy people in that area. But then I always want people to come down off of that big hill, you know, and come down with the rest of us and just, you know, thrive. And that's what I appreciate about you guys the most. And so tell us a little bit about why it's important, like, for us to buy our own homes. Because, like, we're in high school, college, you know, years. Why is it important to do that?
Well, I think it's a big disservice in this country at large. I don't think we really teach financial education in a way that, you know, like you girls here and even me well out of school, that we should know. And that helps change our futures, the futures of generations to come with our children, our children's children. And purchasing a home makes a big difference. I mean, it is, for most people, the single largest investment that they'll ever make in their lifetime. And it's also something that over time can be passed on to different, you know, to your children, to your children's children. And that is what creates generational wealth. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said for knowing that and kind of informing yourselves and empowering yourselves to make decisions early on in your future before you get to the mistake part, and then really empower yourselves for long-term success.
So are you a homeowner? Do you own your own house? Are you
guilty as charged?
All right. And so, like, moving from Florida, you know, it costs a lot in Florida, I'm sure, to live in a house. I mean, with the money that you have to spend on your mortgage, What's the benefit of us in Oklahoma, you know, having the low, I guess, the cost of living is a lot cheaper?
It is. It's, you know, I grew up in a pretty small town. Our claim to fame was John Travolta now has a house there, so he's cool depending on who you ask. Dante Culpepper is from my high school, so that's a pretty cool one. Cool. But I grew up in a small town, so home prices were probably comparable to here, but specifically in Tulsa, we have a decent-sized city. It's almost 1 million population in the Tulsa metro, and we have consistently one of the top 10 least expensive places to live in the whole U.S. Really great place to purchase property, especially because there's a lot going on in Tulsa. It's continuing to grow. So what that looks like is, you know, you purchase a house, say that house might be $150,000. You pay, you know, some money down sometimes to be able to move into the house, and then you pay a monthly fee for your mortgage payment, which it can be sometimes less than what people are paying in rent. But when you're paying rent, you're paying for other people to make money off of you. When you own a house, you're paying yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing, that owning a house really empowers you to put money in your own pocket long term. And then also it creates equity for you. So you have an asset then that's $150,000 that you might not outright own yet, but you can, that gives you a credit line that lets you loan against that asset and create additional well. So you'll hear about, there's a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I encourage you to read. It's a pretty easy read, but it talks about taking some of those baby steps that you don't really think are a big deal, but they make a huge, big, huge deal in the long term, because you can buy a property, and because of the equity that you have in that house, you can buy a little bit more of a house, and then you can buy a little bit more of a house, and you can, you know, if you do that right, you keep your credit score high, which is you actually paying your bills on time and all that kind of stuff. You can, just off of a smaller investment, maybe no investment, if you didn't have to pay on the house, you can have $1 million house, you know, by in the correct way. So that's an asset you can pass on to your children and your family, and is protected by many laws for being able to take from, be taken from the government. And so it's truly a single lifetime. And we want to help people get that dream so that they can start on the right foot.
Yeah.
So with doing something like that, is it about like credit? Like if your credit is good, then the house will be good, like you said, $1 million house. Or if your credit is bad, then is the house, can the house still be good if you continue to like...
Well, I mean, well, what I say is everything is a long term investment of what you want in your life. So you invest at what you can and dream for the future, right? So first of all, that starts by creating credit. So people that are maybe in high school, have never, high school, college, have never opened a credit card before. Credit cards are a way that you are, you're being given by a company opportunity to get a loan. So every time you have a transaction, you swipe that card at the mall or whatever, they're giving you a $30 credit for you to pay them back later. And if you are, you know, with your credit, keeping up with it, you are paying things on time. That doesn't mean that you're paying it fully off, but you're paying on time. You're doing what is right with, if you have an apartment or something, you're paying your rent on time, do all these things. And you then start creating a credit history for yourself. So that's when they talk about a credit score. What a credit score is, you, it's a score, a computation that all these different entities do that say, this is how reliable someone is. If you loan them money, how much they're actually, how, what the likelihood of them actually paying you back is. That credit score is huge because that is what can get you a house. That's what can get you a credit card. That can get you a higher credit limit on a credit card. So some of them you might see you can only, they'll only loan you $1,000. But some credit cards, if you have a good history, you can get $20,000, $30,000. I mean, that's how people start businesses and things like that too. So credit history means a lot. And it just is that proof that you are paying things on time. With that credit score, I will tell you that you need a specific, at least a minimum credit score to be able to purchase a house. So if you were to go into a home builder like Capital Homes and you say, I like that home, I want to make that mine, what they're going to say to you is, okay, well, how are you going to pay for that? You know, like anybody else. And so part of that, you pay a down payment. So that's cash out of your hand that you're paying up front. There's part of that that you'll apply for a loan. So a bank will loan you money to be able to purchase the house. And then there's closing costs and things like that that you pay to different parties to be able to get that transaction so you're able to buy a house. Well, all of that stuff takes money, but that loan is the big piece. If you can't get the loan, it doesn't, unless you're paying for a full price of a house out of your pocket, you need a loan.
Yeah.
So I guess if you got the money, it sounds pretty easy.
And even a people that have cash, I mean, you want to have a good credit score because that allows you, you have cash, but credit will allow you to always gain more for yourself, for your family, for your business than any cash in hand would be. So it's important to create a good credit score. And a lot of people don't realize that, that, you know, they go to payday loan places and you just, you get a high interest rate and then you're paying other people always before you pay yourself. So being very, very mindful with your money is important because that sets you up for being able to purchase a home or many, many other things.
Let me ask you this, because this is kind of like the cycle of what happens in our community. People, so just say if a lady works at Church's Chicken, I mean, you know, that's just where she's at, right?
I'll go visit her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's good. And so she's wanting to buy a home. And but the easiest way, like, you know, like you just said, is just to go to that, you know, pay today place. Like, how can people get out of the cycle of just getting in debt? Like, mm-hmm. you know, stopping that mm-hmm. type of same thing that she goes through. You know, what would you recommend for that person?
I mean, it's not easy. There's so many positions, you know, right now, top of mind is teachers. People don't get paid necessarily what work they're putting in, and
mm-hmm.
it's not always easy to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might seem like the only way forward is to get, you know, this cash advance or something from some of these companies. That cash in hand might seem easy, but what they don't necessarily tell you by design, because that's how they make money, is that they charge a very, very high interest
mm.
rate. So for anything, anywhere that you're being loaned money, unless it's a zero interest loan, which most people will never be, because everybody's got to make their buck now.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that they make money is, say you get, I'm just throwing out random numbers, maybe they give you $1,000 as a cash advance,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe that interest on there is, again, I don't know what the interest rate might be, but it might be $50 a month. We'll just say $50 a month that you have to pay off every month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you break down that payment, what that payment actually is maybe $40 of that is them paying themselves first before you're ever paying down that loan of $1,000 that you got for yourself. So $1,000 early might actually be, over the long term,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you think you're only getting, you're paying yourself back $10
right.
every month, it's
right.
going to take you a while to get to a place where you actually pay them off.
Right.
And so for some of those, specifically those lower dollar number loan programs, they're kind of traps. And so when you do that once, okay, sometimes you can get out of it, but if you've done that several times, you're always paying someone else before you pay yourself. And that's how people get in trouble. So if someone was in that situation, what I would tell them is talk to a credit counselor. There's credit counselors, there's organizations that do it for free. There's organizations that do it for a charge. I would say work with someone that is free.
Yeah,
get, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And talk to someone about what a phrase that you'll hear is consolidating debt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to someone and say, look, this is where I am.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get to a place where there's other organizations that will come in and pay those loans off for you, and then you owe them money instead at a lower interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have a fighting chance to be able to pay those things off.
Yeah.
There's other more, I would say, maybe more intense options, like filing for bankruptcy, which
mm-hmm.
some people do. But that affects your way, your ability to get credit. I mean,
true.
You're starting all over again.
Yeah.
So taking those very first steps of never even going to those places to begin with, if you can help it, really, really make a big difference. And, you know, I hate to say it, if you see something great, you want that $1 million house, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes it is, you've got to just stick with it and, you know, buy what you can afford at the time and always set stuff aside.
Yeah.
So especially, you know, rainy days always happen.
Mm-hmm.
Set money aside and keep growing, because you'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get there.
So Indy is going to college, right? So she's going to get like 50 million credit cards like sent to her mailbox, right? Because they want, you know, to establish credit. What would you tell Indy? Like, would you tell her to accept a credit card or cut it up?
Yeah.
I mean, because, but one, you got to grow your credit though,
yep.
you know, and you got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're conscious of the fact that you know, you got to start your credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a $1 million home, $1 million business.
I can wait till once I get out of college.
College, that's true.
That's debt right there,
that's
being
true.
In college.
That's
yeah,
true.
It is. And I will tell you, it's not a bad idea to get a credit card. I mean, most people that are your age, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
College, that's a big milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people that are starting off college have never had a credit card or have not had to have a credit card. Gosh, I remember when I went to college and I got a debit card and I had to use one of those ATMs and I had no clue what I was doing. I mean, like, it's a very new experience.
Yeah.
But you should probably get a credit card to start to show that you are paying it off. You can get a credit card and pay it off every month. So use it like you would a debit card, even though it's technically a credit card. But college is a weird place sometimes. When I was in college, there was actually people that would set up these tables, you know, like in the atrium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, I mean, literally, they would advertise free shirts. And what a college student will do for a free shirt is just insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some of it would be getting a credit card. And you think, oh, this is great. I'll just get it. I'll get a free shirt and not think about it. But there are, you know, they pull your credit every single time you apply for a new credit card. So it's not always the best situation to get a bunch of credit cards either.
Mm-hmm.
So avoid the shirts. Stick
true,
with the shirt you got.
Yeah, that you got. Go to Goodwill or something and get you a shirt from there. Yeah, absolutely. And so, the fact that Capital Homes is really reaching out to, you know, get more people within our community to purchase homes, there are a lot of young professionals that are moving to the Capital Homes.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's the attraction of moving into that area?
I mean, I like to say that they're just coming because they think I'm so cool and want to hang out with me, but I don't think that's the reason. My background is not in sales. I always say that, but truly, my background is not in sales. And Open Circle is a very special community that I don't really have to sell.
Yeah.
We come out to these homes, they start in the 140s, which is the cheapest price that I know that you'll find for new construction homes anywhere in Tulsa, really, especially this close to downtown. They're relatively affordable. There's programs that we have that, for different people, depending on what they qualify for. For instance, if you're a veteran, you can move into a house without paying any money up. You just start paying your monthly payments. I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you. There's all sorts of programs that are there that we're not unique in providing. That's just programs that exist with the federal government.
They're
called VA loans. So we are offering that. We're offering housing cost assistance to help people so they're paying less money out of pocket up front. But our houses really speak for themselves. They're three bedroom, two bath, two car garage minimum size. They're super energy efficient. So you're not throwing your money away every month on paying your bills, your utilities. You're paying for your mortgage. And we've had so many people tell us their utility payments are about the same as they were in their one bedroom apartment as in their three bedroom house because they are well insulated and well constructed, which you don't always get with older homes. But they're beautiful. They're full brick. They've got impact resistant shingles, which are a tougher roof for Oklahoma weather days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They have marble countertops and custom cabinets and all these fancy things that are already included in the base price of the house. And that's what you got to think with your head and follow your heart at the same time.
Yes.
And that's what these houses they put financial smarts first before they do ever, the look and feel. And they just happen to be beautiful homes, which that's why your young professionals are moving there because it's close to downtown and it's that inexpensive option is maybe their first home that they can then build off of to get to that $1 million home over the course of their life.
So let me ask this, this question. In our community, we've always had, I think over time, we've grew reservations on what we move into being an entity that's outside of, our community and what we know. So we always kind of reserve and kind of just like hesitant to move into new things because we may feel that some people have an agenda, some people
absolutely.
That, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know, what's up their sleeve? Because it has happened to us,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we trust you. I mean, this is just people in general that have done things, but we trust you, we give you our all and then you take from it. So it's just kind of like, so when somebody moves in, it's really hard for us to really trust people, So like, how is it that you guys are building the trust and, you know, are trustworthy, and the fact that you are not, you guys are going to be around 20, 30 years from now, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've already been around 30 years. I think that's maybe step number one. We started, our owner is from Owosso. He was born, brought up in Tulsa area. The school in Oklahoma has always had that passion to come back. Very, so is my family to begin with. And it's funny, our slogan is actually, we build trust. And that wasn't by accident. I mean, that was the mission behind this whole company and how we started. But more than that, it's a small team. I mean, I'm coming in, I feel an honor and privilege to even be here with you all. And I feel the responsibility that when I'm meeting with people face to face, I'm telling them the truth. And that's my personal background. I would have never gotten with a company that had a different agenda. You know, if I'm handed our moving into what we call our urban neighborhood. So over by the University of Tulsa, we have another neighborhood. We'll have later this year another neighborhood here in North Tulsa, just north of downtown, and this neighborhood as well. We're making less of a profit on these houses than we are out in the suburbs. And there is that social mission, that social component that's behind it, because we want to help people. I mean, to be, I don't have the statistic in front of me, but it is flat out the truth. There is a divide between African-American families and white families in the ability to reach homeownership. Is that because they're better people? Of course not. It is because there's a lack of understanding, a lack of education, and there's a reason for a distrust of why people aren't taking that extra step. And it is my, I feel my personal obligation, and also one of the obligations of the company, to build trust with people and educate. So what that looks like is we're having free to the public monthly financial education classes on homeownership. We're going out in the community and talking to people and seeing what their dream is. We do free credit counseling. So for that woman that might work at churches, if she's saying, how do I get to this place? Call our office and say, this is where I'm at. My ultimate goal is homeownership. And we do that for free for the community, whether they end up buying a house with us or if they buy that with somebody else. But the idea is, I mean, we're all in this community. These are all our neighbors and our friends and our family, and we want to help each other all achieve the same goals that everyone has. And what a beautiful dream it is to have a piece of land that you can call your own.
Down to the center of the earth. That's what trips me out. It's like, I own this plot of land, and if I just wanted to dig really deep, I own still on that. Just a weird thought. So we're going to take a quick music break. We're going to come back with Sophia. We have just more questions for Sophia. So, Indy, who do we have on deck?
We have Cameo Candy. I think I said that right.
Yeah, you did. Good job. This is the radio show, man. We'll be right back, all right?
Welcome back to the Juice Radio Show. It's your girl, Get Andy, back in the building. We still have our girl, Sophia, in here. Hello. We're back.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So, I do want to get into real estate.
Perfect.
But I don't know exactly how to get into it because, like, I thought, like, maybe I can go to college and, you know, look for it there, but it's not any of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, real estate is so bright. It touches everything. It touches all of the commercial buildings, the tenanty houses that you go through, absolutely everything. Real estate, it can even be oil and gas in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get into it. I think that any kind of business background is always helpful. I think for anybody, really, because many real estate professionals do run small businesses. If you think of realtor, many times they're full commission positions.
which can be quite lucrative. But in order to do that, people have to manage their finances and still do all that even if they're working with a broker, which is like a manager or realtor.
Sorry.
No, you good.
Okay, sorry. So what do you say to people who want to, I guess, get into buying houses and renting them out to, you know, other people? What is, like, the first step to doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of first steps you could take. What I would suggest to each of you with your, you know, your whole future is mm-hmm. still there. I would say, you know, dream big. And so what I really like to do is, even if I were to say I'm going to spend the rest of my life real estate, mm-hmm. what would I want to be doing at the end of the day with that career? So, you know, you can start small. You can work even as like an assistant in a real estate office, you know, taking intake calls and sending mm-hmm. it out to people. You can be a property manager. So you're showing like with a realtor or with a rental market, you might be mm-hmm. showing apartments to people and taking complaints they might have or things that need to be fixed. You can grow from that. And, you know, in talk, speaking of credit, you can get credit to purchase homes that are also in property. So you can buy a house. Some people fix up houses and rent them. Some people even buy our houses, which are brand new houses, mm-hmm. they'll rent them out from there. They do. Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of ways that you can say you can go into development. So in our company, for instance, we have, well, I'll even take it a step back, actually constructing the homes and people that are managing, people that are constructing homes, project managers, basically. And then people, you know, that outside of that, we've got people in our company, my background is law. So I had no real estate background. But there's a lot of legal go into buying and selling property. So I was doing that. We we've got accountants and we've got all sorts of people to help our team. I would say look at what you really want to do long term and what sounds interesting and where you have passions and take the steps to get to that place.
So you could buy those houses and rent them out?
So actually, Ogun Circle is a little bit different than most neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So to Ramal's point, some people do have that hesitation, and rightfully so, that they're being taken advantage of. And in our urban neighborhoods, including Ogun Circle, we specifically there's actually no investors that are allowed. So there's a lot of people who buy our houses and then turn them around and start renting. But again, we started with people seeing success. Well, we only offer those houses as their residents.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we have houses in other parts of Tulsa that allow for more of a model of people purchasing them to rent.
The thing that I'm seeing now, like it was, which is a trend. So people are getting like side gigs, like Uber and Lyft mm-hmm. and things like that. So Airbnb is like a big thing too.
It is.
We went to mm-hmm. Vegas not too long ago and we got an Airbnb. It was like a 5-bedroom home and you could rent it out and it had food there too.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome. A lot of different stuff. And so like those side gigs are very lucrative in a way.
It can be.
Yeah. I mean, and there are sometimes, I'm sure, when it's not too many people coming to your home and you got to take care of all the bills and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, up to my point is, like, what are some areas that you can really, I guess, develop in your sense of real estate? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are some people that you can connect with in programs and things like that to learn?
Well, I mean, I will tell you this publicly. I am a huge supporter of students and people that are going after their dreams. So if you guys want to call me, you call me and you can come shadow me in what I do and learn from people on our team. Because that's truly when we said we were joining Ogun Circle, our hope was to be part of the community, not not feeding on the community. And so call me. I mean, let me know. I can help you guys. If you want to try out things, this is the time to do it. You don't want to do that and have a career, a second or third career when you're 70 years old and trying to figure it out then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But your second and third, you know, these Ubers and Lyfts and Airbnb, some of these side jobs for are actually the money-making roles that people have. And then their 9-to-5 gig, so to speak, is their passion.
Yeah.
And, you know, flexibility is the name of the game these days. You can do so much work from your phone these days. And so you can be making money sitting on a beach.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot even within real estate that I feel like you could do that with. If you're tenacious and you're willing to work hard and get a name out there for yourself. And I think the people who really do well are the people that are in it for the right reasons and there to help. And I feel like the world kind of works out that way.
Yeah.
So if someone was wanting to go into, I don't really know the correct term for it, but buying and renting, I guess, they could come to you for that.
I mean, if y'all want to talk, let's talk. I actually, personally, I have some rent houses that I never thought I'd be in that business, and I am now. I sell houses for a living. I help people with financial education and things like that here in this community and in the broader Tulsa community. There's a lot that exists that, you know, it's not just me. There's people I can introduce you to and happy to help.
Because you got to have a team of people to, like, really have a successful rental property.
Oh,
it's not you going to fix the sink. You know, you got some people that can really do that work. So talk about that, people that are on your team.
Yeah, I mean, so rental markets can seem really easy, and there's people that do it very well and people that don't do it so well. When you think about it is, first of all, one of the steps is getting a property to a place where someone would actually be willing to rent it and you feeling good that you're putting your name on it. So you're not just painting a place that needs a ton of work and, you know, saying, hey, this is ready to go. That's one of the reasons, frankly, in North Tulsa that some of that trust was broken down. But having a home that you could be proud of to put your name on and say, yes, you know, if there was children in this home and things like that, if they were your children or your siblings, you would be happy with that. Then it's, you know, not just getting rented, but what happens if a toilet starts overflowing in the night? That's your job to take care of.
Yeah. You know,
and so it's a lot more than this person's getting a check every month and I'm going to pocket that and never look back. I mean, it's time that you're on vacation and something goes wrong that needs immediate attention.
Yeah.
So it's important to have team members and people you know that can maybe you when you're starting off. I can't random things in a house because to pay somebody else to do it is going to cost me a lot. And then when you get to a place where you have a few rental properties or things, probably hire someone and it makes sense to do that. But you always want to do what makes sense financially and what makes sense by you putting your name on it too.
Yeah. I mean, cause like you said, there are many people that are making money different ways now. It's not like how how it was for mom back in the day. She had to work at a job for 20 years and she had a retirement, a pension and things like that. People are cutting you off at their job now. I mean, it's almost every 5-10 years, you know, they're coming in with younger talent, you know, and so I think today is that you have to be the new, you have to be very flexible, and you definitely have to network. You got to meet new people, so you always stand in the flow of, what I'm trying to get I want them to succeed so bad and just to be like, get out there and just kill it, you know, whatever they do, but just don't follow that same path. I mean, do like your mom. I'm not saying don't be like your mom, but, you know, you got to go a different way when y'all get out there. But if y'all get into real estate now, got a coach, somebody that says they'll, like, actually show you the ropes, you got to take heed to that because there's not too many people to get the opportunity. So,
Well, I will tell you, I'm crazy, and so I will do the worst, too. So you better.
Yeah. But see, that's the time teacher you need push you, you know, and show you the crazy side of it. So y'all, once y'all get in the world, y'all have a crazy tenant. Like, oh, this is nothing. You know, I've already faced some challenges when I was younger. Yeah, right. So get into the game now. Look at your Airbnb, what they do. Somebody's going to come with an idea that are like, I don't know what it is you could be renting out of. But
I mean, you get ideas by doing some of the day-to-day work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had this crazy idea of an Airbnb, and I don't think I would have ever thought about it if I had not been in that industry to begin with, because it's not just an idea. The bigger part is implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not just doing it to make yourself happy. Like, other people, especially with an Airbnb, every time, you know, every weekend or every week, however often someone's checking in and checking out, you have to continue to make a sale to make that profitable.
Yeah.
So it's got to be interesting to other people, not just you.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. So everybody, let's thank Sophia for coming to the show. Oh, gosh, we got to give her a radio name now.
We need all the help I can get in that department.
No. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
So we got to come up with a name real quick. So she.
Do you already have a nickname?
All right. Okay.
We'll working on it.
Absolutely. So by the time you come back, we'll have definitely one. We'll make it a contest with them.
All right, come up with the
radio. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on, and I'm just so glad to see, you know, you guys dreaming big and going to college.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting stories, so maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can people find social media, Capital Homes? Like, how can they find you guys?
So Capital Homes, our website is www.capitalhomes.com, CAPITAL. HOMES.com. All our houses and we've actually got some new professional photography of our houses that are move-in ready, and they are fancy, y'all.
Nice.
So go check them out.
Okay.
My contact information you can find on the website under Ogun Circle specifically. I'm going to leave some folders that I've got, a little bit about home ownership in North Tulsa and some of the successes and some of the challenges that, you know, as a community, we're trying to overcome with home ownership, and things about our company as well.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I mean that wholeheartedly. Call me. I'll even buy you lunch, and we'll go out and you can follow me
there
around and learn about real estate.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
All right. So we'll be right back here in just a moment. We're going to take a picture with Sophia. And we'll be back with more on the topic that we're talking about. So we're going to talk a little bit about this strike that's coming up on Monday. We're going to see if the teachers going to show up or not. So we're going
to
have a little.
They're going to show. They already kicked us out the building today.
Dang, for real?
Yep.
I ain't playing. Okay.
They was like, when 4 o'clock hit, they was like, everybody out the building now.
Dang. Oh, so the teachers are actually going by their contract. Like, they're not staying afterwards.
You
at
can't.
All.
They locked all of the doors. You can't go in. I try to sneak back in. She said, get.
So we're going to talk more about that, about Indy getting kicked out of school today. And so, we'll talk more about it. We got some music on the way. Indy, who do we got on deck?
We have Marvin Sia. I think that's how you say it. I'm Mr. Joe. The old school, you know.
Yeah, keep it locked right here, man. This is the Juice Radio Show.
Well, it finally happened. I got a call the other day, and it was a very strange call. Yes, it was. A man called me and said, Mister, please let me speak to my wife. I said to him, who is it? Who should I say is calling? He said to me, you mean to tell me you don't know my name? After all I've done for you, I asked him, what do you mean? Mister, what do you mean? What you done for me? He said, well, I'm the man who bought that car you're riding in, and now I'm the same man who bought all those clothes that you wear. He said, I know you must think I'm a fool, but if that's what it takes to keep the little fine thing, he said, I don't mind. I sure don't mind. Mister, I don't mind being your fool. But tell me one thing, mister. What is it you got that I don't have? And what do you do that I don't do that make us stay out all night long? All night long for me. Y'all, I froze like a block of ice. I didn't know what to say to him. Before I knew it, y'all, these words came to my mind. I said, it ain't what you got, it's how you use it.
Now, I wonder what y'all mind if I talk to all the ladies. Ladies,